Hey guys, it's Kelsey here. I'm here with Brittany Elkin. Brittany, you're on your way to climbing inside the cage to be the first fighter, MMA fighter that is, that fights boxing champion Clarissa Shields. How excited are you for the big event?
I'm actually really excited for this fight. It's come together really well. And I mean, it's just an honor to be one of the members in it. You know, the most exciting part about this fight is being in it.
When I saw your name and went through everything, I saw a lot of jujitsu in your past, a lot more than I expected. Because I followed Clarissa's career since she was a gold medal winner the first time. I'm a longtime boxing writer. If I was in charge, I wouldn't put her in with anybody that knew as much jujitsu as I think you know. So that has to be your big plan, right?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a secret. Like, I've been pretty open about talking about it. It's not a secret in game planning to strategize towards your benefit. You know what I mean? And I do a lot of sports jiu-jitsu. I play a lot of rule sets. But I always did that through MMA too. Like, I played these rule sets when I wasn't retired from MMA. And so I'm very comfortable in jiu-jitsu. Yeah, and wrestling. It's what I have spent a lot of time on. I worked for a jiu-jitsu company, so Fight to Win Promotions. I've been with that company for 5 years, and I was always setting up the floor and then performing, and then setting up the floor and then performing. Same day show. We would get there at 8 a.m., set up the entire arena. It used to be for like 2,000 people pre-COVID, you know, and then I would perform in one of the main cards, so I would get a little downtime, and then I would tear down the show. So wow. I've been doing that for years, and it's kind of just the grind I've been on. That was why I had so many opportunities to perform on stages for jiu-jitsu, is because of the companies, and I took them.
Honestly, like, I'm surprised that have you seen that video of the soccer mom? They call it soccer mom versus UFC stars, Aleem Ali McFarlane. No. Have you seen that?
I'll have to watch.
Like, she fought somebody that clearly had never been in the cage before. It's kind of like a viral thing. I'm not saying that I thought that the PFL would do that, because the PFL is a great organization, but I definitely didn't think I would come across someone as strong in the sport as you, who's fought all over organizations and who is such a good grappler. I didn't expect that. So I'm excited about the fight.
I'm so excited. I think that I've heard several different rumors from people in the PFL. You never know what's true, you know, because everybody loves these things and they talk. But I heard that the camp that she's under picked me because of, well, you know, I was a retired on paper for MMA. I don't know. I tried to break this down. I was like, I'm a retired 3-6 fighter. You know, I don't look very successful on paper, you know, but at the time I fought all top 5 athletes. Like, Amanda Bell was on the rise when I was fighting her. I fought her twice. Kelly Fassholes went into the UFC. I fought her the fight before she got there. Kayla Harrison has done a wonder in this bracket, proven herself time and time again, like in the short time. And I was the first one to fight her. So if you break down the opponents I put myself against, I've always challenged these like large scale opponents. On paper, it looks like I'm a failure, but I see myself as a super successor. I was the first one to touch ground with a lot of these women. And now they've had, you know, entire careers. So I feel very prepared to be the first one to, you know, touch base with Clarissa. I think that that's why they picked me. You know what I mean? Because style is, on paper, it looks like I'm a failure. You know what I mean? Like, until you break them down.
I get your point. And like, maybe I can kind of see that viewpoint. But just so you know, from a paper perspective, in my eyes, I was like, why is she fighting this girl? Like, I was like, I really expected somebody, because you have to keep in mind, Clarissa started MMA in earnest in January. This is June. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I don't know.
Very confident too. So it's, I, you know what? I hope that confidence leads her into my game. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's interesting. I can't say, I'm like cutting you off and saying the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's exciting.
I'm really excited about it. I love when, because sometimes, and maybe it's because I come from the boxing world. In the boxing world, man, I watch fights. You have to watch 20 fights before the fighter that you think is good fights anybody. And in MMA, that usually is not the case. They run into tough people immediately sometimes, and that helps make them as good as they can possibly be. So I'm really excited about the fight. It's a really big opportunity for you. Do you kind of use that as motivation? Because you have to know that the PFL just signed this big name, Clarissa Shields, to a 3-year contract. And so you have to know that they think that she'll be.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not a dumb person. I broke this down a lot, and like, you know, I looked at it from the PFL's point of perspective, because I work in events a lot. My career, you know, when I left MMA, I went into events, and I looked at how we look at things, you know, who's going to be the most successful champion. How do we lead them into this thing? So like, I did look at it like that. It was disheartening to look at yourself and break it down. Like, why did they pick me? Because they want to build her, you know, like, yeah. These are realities we're going to face. It doesn't mean that they are the reality though. You know what I mean? That's, you know, I do believe that there was intention set. I mean, I'm on a one fight contract. She's on a 3 year, you know, there's intention set in these things that go unsaid. Right. And I can face those with a realistic opinion. Yes. I'm super excited about that. What did I take from that when I finally broke it down and got over the like crybaby of poor me emotions and the no sad stories anymore? I looked at it like this. I was like, wow, I have a really cool opportunity. One fight, right? Doesn't lock me down to anything. I get a no stress fight. I'm coming in from being retired for, I think it's like 2.5 years when you break it down or whatever. Yeah. But like, I've been in competitive camp, so I'm not like out of shape, right?
Yeah.
So like, I get to come in not coming off like 7 weight cuts for 2 years in a row. I'm coming off of my first weight cut like this in 2 years. So I'm very not as burnt out. Other things like that. You know, like I'm not as burnt out. I don't have the blinders on so much that I'm like, oh, this is my next fight and this is my only fight. And like, those are things that I was looking at it that when I chose to leave MMA back when Bobby broke my arm, you know what I mean? Like I was kind of a blinders on fighter. So this is an appeal to me because yeah, I think it played into my favor. I'm like, yes, thank you. Everybody's like, are you offended of the way this is going? I'm like, no, I'm actually pretty excited about all this. It's going pretty good for me, because they're all like, they're building up Clarissa, they're giving her the interviews, they're putting her in the media, and I'm like, great. Takes her away from the gym, great, you know. Well, gives her a bunch of confidence.
And you mentioned you were retired when they called you, and I've read a little bit about that. But there's retired, some people retire and they don't, I mean, they're not doing anything. They're just hanging out, eating food and maybe drinking a little bit, doing whatever. But you are staying active and active in competition in jiu-jitsu tournaments.
I mean, like I retired from MMA, you know, that doesn't mean I don't love our sport. I love jiu-jitsu, obviously. I love sport jiu-jitsu. I love combat jiu-jitsu. I want to talk to Eddie Bravo about being on the combat jiu-jitsu world later, you know? So Eddie, let's talk. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's just like things like that. You know, there's a lot of communications that I like. I'm also a fan. You know, I'm going to not lie to you. Everyone's like, have you seen this fight? When I left MMA after Bobby broke my arm, it's probably a little bitch about it. I was probably like, I'm mad at MMA. And I stopped paying attention very greatly, unless it was my friends fighting. I did not leave training because that's something that I'm not going to leave. Yeah. You know, like, I also have future dreams. I dream and aspire to be an ADCC champion one day. I'm going to try to go to trials in November, you know, and that's one goal that I was working towards, like doing my pushups in the morning and talking about how I want to grow with my roommate, daily before I took the Clarissa fight. So I am geared to be a winner because that's like the lifestyle I choose to lead and I love. You know, I finally just accepted that I like that. But I seriously, when I said I was done with MMA, I was, until I wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And you never know what life brings, really. What an amazing opportunity. Did you know who Clarissa Shields was before they offered you the fight?
Oh yeah. Again, I'm a fan. I wasn't really following her boxing career. I didn't watch as much video on her. I did see their announcement of the signature. And I mean, cause I was following PFL through social media platforms, you know what I mean? And I saw that announcement earlier in the, you know, when they announced it. And I even said a mental note to my friends. I was like, man, if I was still fighting, I could have fought her, you know, how cool that they're building that.
Yeah, with your mind, maybe.
Yeah, it was like the energy intense I set. But I remember we were just eating lunch. I don't remember even where, but we had that conversation amongst friends. And it's funny how life plays out. You know, I'm just, everybody, you know, I'm from a small town and I've done big city things, but this is my big city fight, you know, I'm excited about. There's two people in the fight, you know. I kind of just let people talk about whoever or whatever they want, you know, with it, because it doesn't really matter. It matters on June 10th, you know. Right. And I've been through enough fights. Like, The Kayla fight was my first real lesson of like how to respond on a big notable fight. Even though I fought for Bellator, I didn't really get the, because I was a filler fight. I was a fill in like last minute recovery, so all this stuff wasn't built up, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And Kayla's fight was my lesson learned of like how to handle this fight better with all this stuff that comes forward in 8 weeks, you know, real mm-hmm. fast. And I think I did good, and I think I'm gonna do good.
Yeah, you seem excited. Like, what's your prediction? You got a prediction?
I do. I think that it's gonna be a high energy first pace round. I just have these daydreams of being like, wow. Like, I don't know. That's how I feel. I feel it's like gonna be like, wow. We're all gonna be like, wow. I think there's no respect at first, and then like a whole bunch of like, holy fuck, we're figuring shit out like now, you know, like, cause there's a lot of, this is a big fight, you know. There's a lot of like, I think both of us are gonna have a high heart rate in the announcement. You know, it's like a lot of people in their chairs are gonna have a high heart rate in their announcement because it's exciting. And so I am envisioning an exciting first round, like you just drank too much coffee, and then I plan on taking her down a lot, and then wearing her down, and then holding her down, and then beating her up in the second. That's kind of my wants and goals.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't wait
if it happens, I guess. But no, yeah, I envision that I'm gonna go for damage over submission. That's just what I want. You know, I want to hurt her, so that she has a harder time recovering if we have to get there again.
Yeah, I mean, she's put in a lot of work at Jackson Wink. You know, she's got John Jones over there and Holly Holm and all these people, but it's different, right? In training. Than being in an MMA fight. And she's never done that. No matter how much she's trained, she hasn't done that. And that's something that I guess you're excited to do that with her. That's exciting.
You know what's exciting is like, I've often gone in that cage and it's like the second you step in, you know how your body's like, oh, this is gonna be bad or this is gonna be good. Because like you gotta poop or fight or flight kicks in or like all these emotions kick in that you didn't even know. It's like a filter comes down that we don't understand until we're put in those positions. You know what I mean? And I feel like you can evaluate that filter if you look at it later, you know, and I've lost too many times and evaluated it in depression type. I don't know what I'm really leading into, but I feel like I really have a lot of, I want to use the right word. I feel a prepared evaluation stepping in. Like I feel very prepared. So yeah, it's been fun. Like, usually at this point, I'm worried about my weight. I'm not right now. I'm 7 pounds away. I'm like, oh, gravy, fucking gravy, dude. And I think that was a lot of, because I would book a fight next to a fight next to a fight and always be in a camp. And then a lot of my career was at 145. I'm sorry, it's loud in my neighborhood. A lot of my career was at 145. I burnt myself out in my early stages cutting those weights. You know, I say my soul weighs 10 pounds. And I think that I've learned a lot about where I want to go with those, how much of my soul I want to give to someone. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I want to fight well. So, yeah, I mean, I think I have the experience over her. I think that the cage door closing, I think Kayla even said this. I might have got this from Kayla watching an interview because I was trying to really spy on Kayla's quarantine, how they set it up. Because you have questions as a fighter and you don't have all the answers until you go through it, you know? Yeah. So, when she was doing this initial tournament and she was discussing how she was kind of pissed that they, you know, had to be locked up for 17 days and so on, I was talking to her and yeah, that's what it was seeming to be. And I understand. I mean, she's going through she is setting up the criteria of her legacy and you're going to lock her in a room for 17 days while this is the most significant. I understand coronavirus, but I also understand that athletic position. So I was listening to her talk. And she was talking about there's an intensity that changes the fight when you close the door. You know, the ropes are one thing. I think Clarissa backs into the ropes a lot for a position of advantage. And I hope that she accidentally does that in the cage. You know what I mean? Like there's things that happen when you're going into, you learn things real fast. And so I just, you know.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me because she's a great, great boxer. Love watching Clarissa fight. I've loved watching her career, but the things that she does without thinking in a boxing ring might harm her in an MMA.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right? Like, So she will have to have really changed a lot of things in a short amount of time.
But then you got to talk about, like, this is my troll on that. Okay, let's say I change everything. Let's say I even change my stance. I'm a southpaw now, right? Yeah. When I get hurt, what do I do?
Right, you're right. That's the thing. Like, but what do you do when you're not?
You go back to your safety zone, and I don't know. You know, I'm curious too. I want to create that. That's what the first round is going to be. You know, like, I think my intelligent level is more in this fight. I mean, I'm intelligently in this fight, like. Okay. I'm in this fight. Sometimes in my past, I used to show up and just be like, okay, it's striking day. Okay, it's this day.
Right.
And I'm like sitting here, I'm like, man, you know what? I'm not very good at. I'm not very good at boxing. So let him not do that. Let's do this. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, I have a valid input. And then I have people watching from the outside with great minds, and I'm listening. I think a lot of the part that I mistake, you know, fighters want to be like, well, I wasn't taught that. No, you can listening. You were like a kid sleeping in class, dude. Like, because these coaches are there and they're telling you all this information. They're dying for you to listen to it. You know, I think this time I'm just hearing it, and I don't know why it's working better. Maybe my Kofkin sponsor is kicking in, but it is. And I feel like I'm going to bring a great fight. I hope to bring the upset.
Well, I was excited about the fight. When it was announced, I was excited I learned you were the opponent. I don't know, even like sometimes my heart knows things before my brain knows it, but I was like, oh, I'm excited about this. And I was so excited to talk to you. And now after talking to you, I'm more excited than ever. I can't wait until, what is it, June 10th?
It's Thursday. Like we're in PF Hell Week. I call it PF Hell Week. It's PF Hell Week. So I picked up all my food. I just don't have any, like, I'm going to say goodbye to the camp tonight where I have very excited to go. This camp took me in. Like, I love Elevation Fight Team. I was on that team for a long time. I also am under a different affiliation for my, like, gi jiu-jitsu black belt, right? Like, where I would get it. I'm a brown belt, but I'm under a different affiliation for that. I love those guys. And I was like, do I go home or do I stay here? And, you know, East Coast, I don't know why everybody says they've been great. 10th Planet just took me in and let me just grow there. You know, Unity Murillo, he was like, we will help you with your jiu-jitsu. And he has this cool voice. And he's like, you know, then all of his team all of a sudden is like, Brittany, your palms are your feet. We got to get work on this. This is no good. I can't do that accent. They sound so cool. But they were very helpful immediately. And I feel like a shining star. I feel like I'm going to be one in the cage. I feel like if I take damage, I'm cool with it, man. All my fights have been pretty damning to me. Actually, Kayla, I got out of the lease unscathed. I had a hurt elbow for a little bit that was a little tight, but a lot of my fights, I mean, Kelly Fazhol's knocked out 3 teeth. Amanda Bell broke my groin. I fought to the end. I am missing the other side of my teeth or knee to the face. Latoya Walker, I almost lost my eyeball because the thumb went all the way in and out. I'm glad to have that. Bobby broke my arm. I fought 4 minutes after a broken arm in half, you know. I just don't feel like Clarissa is, unless she knocks me out and put me to sleep, I'll wake up and it'll be over. I mean, I'm okay to get through this, and I can get through a little weather storm. This is the biggest fight of my life, and I want to go to the end or be the end. You know?
Yeah. I'm excited for everything. That you have a great mindset, and I'm really happy for you, because no matter what happens, I think you do have the right mindset, and who knows what the universe will bring for you next. Who knows? You never know.
Yeah, I'm just happy. Doing good.